Good morning, my name is Jillian Porter and this is my colleague Brenda Smith. She's just going to listen to us today. And your names are?
Carolina Villarreal
and Victoria Bellucci.
Could I have your mark sheets, please? Thank you. First of all, I would like to know something more about you and I'm going to ask you some questions about yourselves. Where are you from, Carolina?
I am from Madrid.
And what about you, Victoria?
I am from Italy.
Okay. Victoria, what do you like doing on your free time?
I don't have free time. I am very busy, but I have time I like to sleep.
Thank you. Carolina, what did you do last summer?
I went to the house of my grandparents in Malaga. I stayed there for 15 days, and after that I stayed in my house in Madrid. Well, I went out with my friends, but I didn't travel more.
Well, Victoria, do you plan to study anything in the future?
Yes, I want to study economy. If I can, I want to go 1 year to other country and study there.
Okay. Carolina, what's the public transport like in your country?
I think it's good. The city is very well communicated. We have many lines for the underground. The buses are comfortable. I also think it's not expensive and it's not cheap. It's normal price.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to talk on your own for about a minute. I'm going to give each of you two different photographs and I would like you to talk about them. Here are your two photographs, Carolina. They show people doing different things. I'd like you to contrast these pictures and say how you would feel in each situation. Remember, you have only about 1 minute for this, so don't worry if I interrupt you, okay?
Right. let's see. In the first picture, the person is jumping off the airplane. I would never do this. I'm too afraid. It looks nice, but I don't have courage. My feeling in this situation is fear. I think I would die if I did this. The other situation is very relaxing in a park with the nature, the sun. I love it. My feeling here is peace. Calm, relax. I think the two situations are appropriated for very different people. I can't imagine myself in the first and I love the second, but I think it's depend of it depends on the person.
Thank you. Now, Victoria, which activity do you prefer?
The second one. I can't do skydiving, but I agree with her. I think it depends on the personality. If you like adventure, you jump. I prefer the park.
Right. Now, Victoria, here are your photographs. They show people making music in different ways. I would like you to compare and contrast these pictures and say why you think music is important for these people. You have about a minute.
The picture number one is a person playing piano. I think music is very important for this person because playing piano is difficult and you have to study a long time. So this person is dedicated to the music. Maybe that person likes music because he's not extrovert and the music can reflect the feelings. The picture number two is a person playing, cups or glasses of water. I don't know. It's not an instrument. This person is making music in a different way. I don't know. Maybe to gain money in the street. I think this person likes music, but not very much. I prefer the picture number one.
Thank you. Carolina, if you had the chance, which musical instrument would you like to learn how to play?
I think I'd like to learn the guitar. It looks more or less simple, and I can take the guitar to parties with my friends and we can sing together.
Thank you. Now I would like you to talk about something together for approximately 3 minutes. You're planning a trip backpacking around Europe. Here are some places you would like to see. First, talk to each other about things you can do in these places, and then decide which two places are the most important to visit. You have 3 minutes.
Well, although I am from Italy, I have never been to the Vatican. So I think the church here is so beautiful. It was painted by Michelangelo. I would like to know more about the art and visit everything there. What about you?
I'd like that too, but I think it's better to visit Rome in general. In one visit, you can go here to the Colosseum, to the, what's the name? The fountain. Well, also go to the Vatican. And in Italy, we eat very good food, right?
It's true. The food in Italy is delicious. What about the, what's this, German?
Yeah, it's Germany.
Yes, what about Germany? It's cold. It depends on the time of the year to go, because it's very cold, but I think it's beautiful.
I agree. We can go in spring, and I think it's a nice travel trip, because we can learn more about the culture and history. But I don't like the food there. Do you like the German food?
Not so much, but the beer is fine.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We need to know if it's expensive, the accommodation, and, you know, well, the rest of the things. But I think it is less expensive than London.
Absolutely. I think London is the most expensive city. There are many things to do there, like the London Eye, the Buckingham Palace, the Big Ben, the museum with the famous people.
Yes, that museum looks great. So it's important to reserve more days for London.
I agree. And what do you think of Paris?
I think it's expensive too. And it has many good things too. The Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées, the Louvre. My friend went there and she said it's a very big... it's very big. The problem is that we have to speak French.
I don't think it is important to speak French to go to Paris. They have many tourists there. They have to speak English. After Paris, we can visit Greece. This place looks fantastic.
Yes, it's true. I would love to go to Greece. The weather is very good too.
And when we come back, we go to Barcelona and go to the beach.
Perfect.
And the two best places for you are...
I'd say London and Rome.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you. Now, Victoria, what do you take into account when you're choosing a holiday destination?
I have to see if the place is expensive, if it is safe there, and if it is easy to go.
And do you prefer to travel with your friends or with your family? Carolina.
I like to travel with my friends. We never have money, but we like very much to travel together.
Okay. Victoria, how important do you think it is to speak the local language when you travel?
I think it is educated to know some words in the local language. The people like it, but I think it is more important to know English well. If you know English, it is easy to find someone to help you.
Carolina, what do you think about ecotourism?
I think it's a good idea because people can learn about nature and don't destroy it. I think it's not a favorite trip because people want to relax, not exercise during the holidays. But it's important and more people are doing it.
Thank you. That's the end of the exam.